Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, 8 o'clock as we are approaching the weekend here on K-Rock. Good morning, Klein Alley Show. In your ear holes yet again. So go ahead and start the hour by giving somebody the gift, the gift of joy, shall we? Let's say hi to Van Nuys, California. Who are you?
Jeanette, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You are going to go see Vance Joy YouTube Theater on March 11th. You ready for that?
I'm excited, yes! Woo!
There we go. Hold on 1 second. Giving you the gift of joy. Vance, a good guy. We like him very much. Got a chance to chat with him last year at Beach Life Fest, if you remember that. Redondo.
He smells amazing.
He does. Maybe the best smelling person I've ever met in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't give that award out. That's no Drumeo. I don't just give that out to anyone. I mean, I take that seriously.
Yeah.
So if you go enjoy some Vance Joy, try to get a whiff, because that guy smells nice. We got lots to get to this hour. We're going to rank how good everyone smells from 1 to 10. The big bet, we're going to get into that in just a moment. Chance for you to win yourself a little getaway at the Commerce. It's the official card room of the Klein Alley Show. And the big bet today is going to involve Jake the Nerd attempting to get someone at a drive-thru to say I love you to him. Can he do it?
Yeah, and some people have been chiming in with which drive-thru they think he should go to and which one he'll be more successful at. Some say that Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out is the best way to go because those are the friendliest workers.
You think so?
And they have those like, hi, it's a pleasure to, oh, we love you over here, you know.
Right.
Kind of mentality.
Jake, have you thought about which drive-thru you're going to hit up? You can go to any drive-thru you want to go to.
Oh, I was just going to go to the closest one.
Oh, you're not even thinking about it. So you don't care about the big bet. I mean, you have a chance to win.
I care. I just think I'm confident. I think I'm going to win.
Where do you think the closest drive-thru is to here?
I think it's a Jack in the Box.
Oh, you're
man.
Not, you're not getting I love
they
you.
They hate everyone.
Yeah, you're getting I hate you, maybe.
Why?
I'm just...
Why? All right. No, he's so sad.
He's so sad.
Okay, all right,
we'll kick off the big bet in a moment.
This means a lot to him already.
Get ready to place your bets, and we'll see how this goes. We'll get to that this hour on the show. We also have coming up a little bit later, and I can't wait for this, but the countdown to Cocaine Bear continues. And, Allie, I don't know how you feel about this, but... I told my wife you'd be offended by what she said. She is very convinced that my dog is gay.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Oh, you... Oh, when she said that, I said, Allie would not like that, but her reasoning for it is insane. Her reasoning for thinking why my dog is gay is crazy.
Does he try to hump you?
It's not... Yes, but that's... It's more than just humping stuff. It has to do with her underwear.
Oh, interesting.
And we'll get to all that coming up this hour on K-Rock. And there goes Jake the Nerd. He's leaving now, and he'll be in his car in just a few moments. He'll call us when he hits a drive-thru, and then you get to join us for the big bet. Can he get someone to say I love you back to him?
And he's taking the dog with him.
He's bringing the dog, which, you know,
good
understandable.
Tactic.
It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. We got lots for you. Less than an hour, we'll get you on the standby boarding list to go to Toronto to see Fall Out Boy. Then Monday morning, we give away that trip, and we announce the next destination, K-Rock World Tour 2023. If you'd like to join us, 800-520-1067 to call and or text. It's so funny because I mentioned that later this hour we get into it, but so many people on the text line are saying that I also feel that I have a gay dog. And I was curious because, Allie, as an actual member of the LGBTQ plus community, did I get them all or no?
Is there more? There's a few more, but that's okay.
Whatever. are you offended when people assign sexual preference
labels
to their animal?
I think that all animals are open.
So they're all pan.
I think that all dogs especially are pan. I think it's about whatever dog, whatever stuffed animal, whatever human, whatever being or non-being they would like to make love to. That's who they feel attracted to.
My wife said three things. Now, two of them were interesting points. The third one is absurd. But I'll start with the absurd one. She says that every dog that we've ever had, and we've had a few, including Chloe, who's still, by the way, alive. A lot of people are shocked, but she's 17 and, you know, fading fast. But would very much be into eating her underwear. Loved her underwear. Put it on the floor, they would eat it. They
loved it. Do you think she puts it on the floor on purpose?
No, but like, you know, she'll hop in the shower, throw it down. Next thing you know, she doesn't know where the underwear is, finds the dog eating it. She says that the dog that she thinks is gay, that one of the ways she knows is because he has no interest in eating her underwear. Isn't that a
crazy? Doesn't make sense, does it? Because Chloe's a lady dog.
Yeah. Well, okay,
Omar, good point. And I said, yeah. I said, so hold on. Based on that theory, are you saying Chloe is a lesbian dog?
Mm-hmm.
Because she loves nothing more than eating your underwear.
Yeah. So what'd she say to that?
She didn't have an answer. She immediately, you know, as usual, when
she didn't think this through.
When you get to an argument with somebody and you make a good point, they will just jump to the next point. She would not address. So she immediately jumped to. He doesn't hump her at all. He only tries to hump me. And then she went into his favorite thing, to, as you know from the videos, is that he won't hump any of the pillows in the house unless it's a Spider-Man pillow. That's the one he'll hump. He won't hump any of the more feminine pillows we have, like the ones with lace.
With frills on them?
The frilly
the
stuff.
The lady pillows.
The lady pillows. So she's like, these are her reasons for why he is. And he likes to come up and lick my ears every night.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, but he doesn't lick her ears or anything like
that.
But
I thought that the whole thing with Chloe, going back to that, is that she wanted to be your wife.
And okay, according to Cesar Millan, when he talked, Chloe was trying to get my wife's scent on Chloe so that I would be fooled into
thinking that it was her.
Yes, having a relationship with the dog. Mm. The reason that, and that's why Chloe hates, and this is also kind of that female cattiness, but Chloe actually hates my wife. Her eating
my
wife's.
Even though it was her dog to begin with.
Yes. Her eating my wife's underwear is more of an F you, I'm going to eat your underwear.
Yeah, like I'm trying to be territorial over you.
But,
or maybe she's trying to get that stank on her breath so you'll be more attracted to her.
You know
what?
You're probably right. Omar, good point. I will bring that up. The next time this comes up in my house, I'm going to say Omar says she's trying to get the stank on her breath.
That's
your stank.
So disgusting.
So she feels very strongly.
You think you'd be like, ooh.
So she feels very strongly now. She's not being, she's not doing a joke. She said, I think, I'm pretty sure Jerry's gay. I said, well, do you love him any less? And she goes, yes. Yes, I do.
She should.
I bet you Allie would be offended by that you are saying that. And, line is overwhelmingly people that say, yeah, I think my dog is gay, at the very least bi. But I think dogs are kind of like prison gay. I think they're just kind of like, gay
wherever
for the stay. Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
Well, because
the
they're
easiest.
Like, these are my circumstances, right? I'm not just out in a free world where I can F any dog I want to do. You know, like, you're in a situation where you're in a contained environment. You have rules that you have to follow. So I understand that mentality if you're just going to do with what you're given. But I'm not offended necessarily that she thinks the dog is gay. Why is she so worried about the dog's sexual preference is my question.
No,
like, why is it a big deal that she has to figure it out?
We can ask her that right now. Because I just said that I would ask you about it. And, hey.
Hello?
Hi, we're talking about, you think that Jerry's gay?
Oh.
Right. Great.
I don't know. That sounded pretty gay. Is that the dog? Dog's like, hey, girl.
Hi. That is the dog, Allie. Case in point. All right. I'm calling to talk to you now, Allie. I've made your arguments. She's not convinced that based on your arguments. Hi, sweetie.
I want to know why you want to figure this out. Why are you so concerned that Jerry might be gay?
I'm not concerned. It's just he's only into Kevin and
yeah.
Nothing else.
Well, I think maybe if you brought another man into the house, I wonder what Jerry would do, and that would be the real test.
I mean...
Eiffel Tower.
Oh, God. What if you got a female superhero, you know, like a Wonder Woman stuffed animal or like a Frozen princess, and then you put that next to the Spider-Man and see which one Jerry goes for?
We put a woman pillow, a real woman pillow.
Yeah, not next, just a pillow with lace, like an actual lady body.
Like, you know, they when they have dogs pick the Super Bowl winner, like we would do that, but with two pillows. Is there a female equivalent of the Spider-Man pillow?
Yes.
All right. As always, you're delivering gold. Thank you. All right. Omar says maybe she's trying.
Your
Chloe's
whole family has given up on you.
Yeah. Hello. Is anyone even there? Hello. Did I call my family? Okay. All right. Thank you.
They cannot be bothered with you.
But goodbye. It's like I'm not even on the effing phone.
Oh, I think you just lost your cabinet space.
All right. Damn it. Don't touch my clothes in the kitchen. I need those when I get back.
I will pick out a female pillow for your
dog. It's got to be a clearly, but I don't think the dogs will know. I think he just knows that that's his.
I think we have to go super heteronormative with it too, like literally like Snow White or Cinderella, not one of the cool new age ones.
No, it can't be.
That's like all strong.
It can't be confusing. And by the way, it doesn't matter. And Phil, we can get to these people.
You'll love your dog regardless.
I don't care. Gay dog, love a gay dog. Kidding me? I'll put a rainbow bandana on it immediately.
You can get four little rollerblades.
Instead of digging up the yard, he's like planting stuff. You're perfect. I love that. Take a quick break. We'll come back in a moment.
This backyard is a mess.
Jake, are you at the drive-thru yet?
No, I'm still on my way.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. We'll come back to you in a second. Hey, Phil, you're on K-Rock. What's up?
Oh, Omar, I think owes your wife a huge apology. As I can infer, I think he called her stanky.
Yeah, Omar did say that.
No, I said post wear. Your underwear stinks.
I don't take offense to that. I don't take offense to that. Okay. We're going to come back with the big bet. If you'd like to win yourself something, call us now, 800-520-1067. One question. Can Jake get a random person at a drive-thru to say I love you to him? We will come back with the big bet after this on K-Rock.
106.7 FM. Flying Alley.
Let's gamble, huh? It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. Time for the big bet.
It's time for a bet. A crazy-ass bet.
Place your bets now. The big bet.
This week, I want to see if love is in the air this time of year. Jake the Nerd is waiting in line at a drive-thru. We're going to put him on the phone in a second. The goal is, can he get the person who's working the drive-thru to say, I love you? To him. He does say every day when he leaves the building, I love you, and then he gets, and none of us say
it back. He sits there, too, and waits.
He does wait. Alex, we're going to let you play the big bet with us, up for grabs, one-night hotel stay, Commerce Casino. Will he get an I love you back from the people at the drive-thru?
No.
Is that a no?
That's a no.
Okay, locking you in on no. Hold on. You are officially locked in. You get a big no. Let's see if the winner is, let's see if you're a winner or not. Hey, Jake.
What's up?
Have you thought of your strategy you're going to go with?
Yeah, I think I got a strategy.
You going to tell us what it is, or we're just going to listen to it happen live?
Oh, which one you want?
Well, what's your plan to try to get an I love you from the person without telling them to say I love you?
Well, first I'm going to just ask them how their day is going, try to be friendly, and then make an order, and then I'm going to just kind of slide it in really quick, like, I love you.
Okay.
All right. I don't know about small talk, but...
Drive-through. Hey, whatever. It's the big bet right now. You could win $50 yourself.
Oh, really? Me?
You could. Oh, yeah. If you get them to say I love you, $50. But also, keep in mind, this person is playing for. This person said that there's no chance you're going to get it. By the way, so they're already betting against you.
All right.
Whenever you're ready. Which drive-through did you go to?
I went to the Jack in the Box.
Okay, it's a little early for the egg rolls you like there, but sure, why not?
Hey, 24 hours, baby.
All right, go ahead. We're
I think that's their slogan.
Yeah, we're listening. Whenever you're ready to pull up, can Jake the Nerd get an I love you from a fast food?
Yeah. How you doing today? Can I get a three-piece egg roll?
Three egg rolls?
Yeah, and like a bunch of sweet and sour sauce.
Okay, three egg rolls and what else?
And there's a bunch of sweet and sour sauce.
A bunch of sweet and sour?
Yeah.
How many do you want?
Two.
Okay.
And I love you.
That's something you ordered?
Yeah, I love you.
Okay, 6
Okay. All right, hang on. Let me see if I can win at the window.
I think you pissed her off with the sweet and sour thing.
Yeah.
That's like two for three. What the hell?
That whole exchange was sweet and sour, really. I love you. 656.
So
you guys should.
What?
I really need this $50.
Well, you're going to have to change your tactic when you get to the next window.
I'm going to show them the kitty.
Ask her, do you love me?
Doing good. How are you yourself?
Thank you. Oh, girl.
She's a girl. She says, I love you.
Thank you.
I love you very much. I'm good. I love you.
How old?
She's 6 years old. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Love you.
It's so sad. It's so sad.
Oh, Pitbull. Oh, you want to tell you love her?
No.
Want to tell you love her? Say I love you.
Oh, nice.
Doesn't count. No, we said you can't tell him to say it, though. That's the problem. It's the one thing you can't do.
That's the rule.
Of course you can't. We said the first rule is can't say I love you. Can't say that.
That's that rule.
That is the rule. The one rule. The only rule.
There is no such rule as that. Hey, Dylan. I'm doing great. All right. Yeah, I'm doing great. $50.
No, you have to.
Oh, what a letdown.
Hold on.
Are you going to back
maybe
up?
You want to go through again and order some more egg rolls?
Just keep going. Keep going through it until you get it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Friday morning, K-Rock, some Green Day for you. And coming up in about less than 30 minutes, get you on the standby boarding list so you can go see Fall Out Boy in Toronto. We'll give away that trip Monday morning right here on K-Rock. And then we will immediately announce where the next destination will be. I will say this right now. If you, obviously this is a cool one. I hope you win this trip. If you don't win this trip, you will very much want to be a part of the next thing we have to announce Monday morning, next band. And you will be a part of something that I would say is historic. That's all I can say at this point. That's pretty cool.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say. You're going to be time traveling back to the first ever performance of a band called Nirvana. No, it's very cool that we're doing this on Monday, and I can't wait to be a part of it, and hopefully you are in on that one as well. We can't even do this bet right. It's all controversial now. Alex, you were technically the listener that was in on the big bet, and you said he's no way he would get an I love you. If you heard what happened, do you feel that he got an authentic I love you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, he really did say, tell the dog, I love you.
No, Kibby said that.
Yeah. He kind of cheated. I was cheating.
Yeah, Jake's back.
Sorry, baby. $50.
All right. See, that's sorry, baby.
The thing with Jake is that you can't argue with him.
No.
Because he just goes to sixth grade mentality right. Where nope. He's like, no, I did it. $50. Right. You owe me.
That's why I ended up buying him that dumb rock.
Hey, you guys didn't say anything about Kibby saying it. I heard Kibby say it.
We also said the worker had to say I love you to Jake. So technically the fact he incorporated.
No, that's not. You said they say I love you. That's all you said.
That's right.
Joe, what
God,
say you?
Damn.
Joe, you heard it. What's up?
Yeah, Love Conquers All, my man. So yeah, I think he should get the $50.
Yep.
So you think he won it fair and square?
No, but I think he found the loophole.
Okay.
The loophole. Rudy and you're on K-Rock. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
I think he should get it if it wasn't part of the rules, but if it wasn't a specific rule, then he won. Otherwise, he lost because, you know, it just depends on that rule was stated before.
I mean, you kind of mentioned it, Klein, but it wasn't a hard and fast rule that we really discussed in length.
All right, whatever. Jake, you're so annoying. We're going to give you the $50. I don't know, but somehow.
You won the $50.
But also, Alex, you're also right. You said he wouldn't get an I Love You, and I'm going to say you're also right. So you're going to get, you win the Stay Connor. Hold on, all right? Thanks. The big bet. I just didn't like this big bet thing. It's like so frustrating because we can't even get that right. Well, next week it'll be, I'm sure, a big game based big bet. So get ready for that a week from today. All right, Cocaine Bear. We're now in the month of February, and the best part about that, sure, it could be Valentine's Day, maybe Black History Month, a lot of good reasons to celebrate February, Heart Health Month. I found out, but it is the release of what will be the greatest movie ever in the history of theaters, and that is Cocaine Bear.
Countdown to Cocaine Bear.
We are now...
did cocaine!
Today's the 3rd, so we got 21 days, blackjack, until we get to meet Cocaine Bear, and hopefully we get a bunch of listeners together in a theater so we can enjoy it together. Here is, every day as we get closer and closer to Cocaine Bear, we share with you other bears that made the news that will not nearly be as cool as Cocaine Bear.
There sure are a whole family of them. This was the unbelievable scene in Rockaway Township, New Jersey, as a mama bear and her 5 cubs decided to have a pool party.
They look like teddy bears, don't they?
The bears splash around in the backyard swimming pool just like any family on these hot, muggy days.
They're brothers and sisters. They got a nice cool dip in the pool.
But as cute as the scene is, one of the little girls watching from safety inside her house is really upset.
Understandably, she's the only one who's reacting appropriately. You should not.
I know this mom is giving such a false narrative.
Right.
They're friends. They're all playing. They're in love. They're playing.
Go play with the bears in the pool. And meanwhile, this one kid's
she's like, they're wrecking my stuff.
I'm 4, and this is not good.
They broke my floatie.
Oh, no. That's not. Was that Jake at the drive-thru? Similar voice. They did similar voice.
Dad's got a bigger problem.
They're going to be poking holes with their feet.
He's sleeping with his assistants. But that's unrelated.
Hey.
Dad's got a bigger problem.
They're going to be poking holes with their feet in the floor.
Well, they don't have to buy a new pool.
Not till next year, guys.
That's a freaky thing that happens if you've encountered a bear. I came so close one time to almost encountering a bear.
Oh, God. And are you going to tell the story?
No, that's okay. The story. I found out the next day I was walking the dog. They said, oh, were you out last night at all? They said a bunch of bears were going through all the garbage can. I looked and I never feel the earthquakes. The garbage can outside of our cabin, the bear didn't even go into our garbage.
Yeah.
We didn't even get that story. But they're like, oh, yeah, this thing was real. It was like 9 feet tall.
It's funny because I've had a few bear encounters. But
you
it's
have?
Funny how, yeah, just being out on like camping and in the wilderness and stuff. But like people have very vast reactions one way or the other. There's I'm of the camp of like, cool, this is awesome. Let's watch what's going on. And then there's another group of people who are like, I'm terrified. We need to get the F out of here right now. I don't know. I'm too scared to run to the car. What do we do? Like, let's call the police. Like, there's a freak out or a fascination response.
The thing that they say you're supposed to do, and I don't think this works if you encounter a
exactly.
cocaine
they
bear.
They always get trapped in them. So if you jump in a dumpster, they jump in after you. You jump out, they're stuck.
Dude, is that really... Jake,
after they maul you to death?
Jake, are you being serious?
What the hell?
You think that's good advice? I feel like you think that's good advice.
I have planned it out perfectly, man.
So you encounter...
You can't jump out that quickly.
Yeah, you
Every
jump...
year, there's a story about a bear getting stuck in a dumpster. They can't get out. So if you get chased by one, jump in. They'll jump in after you, jump out, and they're stuck.
I don't trust myself to be able to get out. If a bear can't, I can't.
Yeah, the story's going to be lesbian sprains ankle jumping in a dumpster. Bear laughs from
Cat
the song.
Ruins dumpster.
Right. Yeah, lesbian crushes dumpster.
The bear's like, get me out of here.
So, yeah, she's doing her improv. Get me out of here. Wait, Jake, do you really, that's your, because they say, obviously you're supposed to, that when the bear, when you encounter the bear, not a cocaine bear, but a regular bear, you're supposed to be really big and make a lot of noise. But once you go that route, you have to kind of really commit to that. You have to commit to that. You can't start, and I think what a lot of people do is they go, I'm just going to be really quiet and hope this thing just loses interest and keeps on moving.
Because the bears most of the time are not interested in people. They just want the food.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they say that about sharks too. But let's be honest: you see a shark, you got to immediately be on the aggressive and punch it in the face. Like going into prison, you got to fight the biggest person there.
Yeah,
first
but you
day.
Should not punch a bear in the face.
No, that one you don't do.
No,
I don't
no,
think.
No, 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 because the only time that they're really aggressive is when their cubs are involved.
Yeah.
You can't f with their cubs because then they will f you up hard.
Right, hard.
They'll shred you to pieces and like eat your body.
So all right, 21 days to go until we get to meet Cocaine Bear together. We can't wait. We take super
pool
quick
bear
break.
Was lame.
Pool bear sucks. Pool bear is no good. We will be right back. When we return, we'll get your ADD news. Then we get you on the standby boarding list to go to Toronto and see Fallout Boy. That's all next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, Friday morning. And less than 10 minutes from right now, we get your name on the standby boarding list to go to Toronto and see Fallout Boy. Then Monday morning, hopefully you're listening again so we can call your name for a second time and send you on that trip. That'll be happening Monday, but coming up in about 9 minutes, a little less, we'll get you on the standby boarding list. That's happening. Just want to let you know from the text line, this is a 626. I was told to take a three-day challenge, unaware of your show. A coworker of mine that would come in every day and talk about what you did had me listen. I listened for 3 days this week. This would actually make the fourth day this week I've listened, and now I will be with you every morning. So
thank you very much
for that. Great. Guys, all we have is you. Spread the word. Help grow the show. If you know people, coworkers, friends, etc.
All we have
them.
Is you.
That's really all we have. And they will say no at first, and they will say, I can't. What was funny? I didn't think that was funny. And then you say, give it another 2 days. Three-day challenge. Make it happen. Thank you for helping us to grow the show. Greatly appreciate it. Allie, what's going on in the world? Here we go.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for some ADD news. My therapist says I'm good enough.
All right, where will the Super Bowl commercials take us this year? You know, there were some weird years there where they tried to be all woke, and then there were years where they tried to be super funny, and then there were years where the cameos got out of hand. So it seems so far like things are kind of in the middle. Bud Light is going to go serious. They're not going to do funny commercials anymore because they didn't go well. But there are going to be a lot of celebrity cameos. Steve Martin and Martin Short are going to be doing a Pepsi Zero commercial. Melissa McCarthy is going to be doing a commercial for Booking.com. Jack Harlow is doing a Doritos commercial. And I'm just going to play a couple clips of some of the other ones. Tell me what you think this is for. I'll just play you a clip. This is Sylvester Stallone and several other celebrities in a commercial.
The Sylvester Stallone face. Stallone! Of course.
Who's crazy enough to climb that?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
So if you're unclear as to what's happening, it's Sylvester Stallone is climbing a mountain.
It's got to be,
brain
right?
damage medication.
It's not?
There's a mountain of Sylvester Stallone, and Sylvester Stallone is climbing the mountain.
Mm. Is that Dad?
Yeah.
He always says this.
And this is Sylvester Stallone's children in the commercial.
I got gooseies. Look at my legs.
Hey, that tickles.
Yeah. No, don't sneeze.
Dear God, no.
Keep it in there, big boy. Hold it in. Hold it.
Hold it.
Don't do it.
Don't.
I don't know what the product is, but I will not buy it.
It's for Paramount Plus. Now here's another one.
I stand by what I said.
This is Brie Larson and John Hamm walking around each other in a fridge.
Hello?
John?
Wait.
John.
Brie?
John!
Brie.
John! Where are we?
Condoms. They're about to do it.
You're good at this.
Thank you.
No, that's close. It's for Hellman's Mayonnaise.
Condiments, like I said. It's condiments. I knew it.
So that is just some of what we're going to expect.
Great.
People get paid to write these, right?
Paid, like lots of money. This is the most money they have to spend.
That's too much
incredible.
Money. I think that it's gotten so, like they're... If you're just thinking of a random idea and you're like, this would be funny, and then you just do it, I think that's a better way to go most of the time. When there's have all year to come up with the best possible commercial that we can, and there's a room full of people, and there's scripts being submitted all year, and all this stuff, then it never ends well. And then, of course, on top of it, you have to pay these actors millions of dollars to even be in a 30-second commercial. Mm. And, people are going to talk about it. That's the one publicity. You're guaranteed publicity.
Who
but
knew?
Even if it's bad, they're going to talk about it.
Mayonnaise has to advertise. I mean, don't people just know that mayonnaise is a thing and that's the one that...
Mayonnaise is around?
Crazy.
All right. The oldest...
Huh? And the avocado. I'm always surprised when avocados advertise during the Super Bowl.
It's crazy.
I was just like, it's like they don't advertise like throughout the year, but they always have like, their spotlight in the Super Bowl.
Avocados.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say.
And we're like, we know. You're delicious.
Yeah.
I've got a theory, Omar, and I don't want to talk about this publicly, but I feel that there is a money laundering aspect to it, and these companies need to.
Oh, so they blow everything on this one off.
They need to have a big commercial there during the Super Bowl so that other people go, well, I guess that's where they spend all this money. And I think that there's something going on, if we looked into it, with the avocado people.
That makes sense.
That there's some sort of something happening. That's all I'm saying. Look into it. But, as soon as you get a Super Bowl commercial on, everyone goes, well, that must be, that's their money. But I think there's something going on.
Interesting.
That's my theory.
The oldest dog in the world recently, died recently, which made a new Chihuahua named Spike the new Guinness World Record holder for world's oldest dog. 2 weeks later, he has been unseated. And I know what you're thinking. Spike has gone over the Rainbow Bridge. Not the case.
Don't bring up that book. Spike, I'll start crying.
Yes, but sorry. I know you're still weighing those pros and cons. Spike is alive, but they did discover another old dog in Portugal named Bobby, and he is not only older than Spike, making him the new world record holder, he is the oldest dog ever. He's 30 years old.
And he's in New York.
He's in Portugal. Do you know not how to, you don't know how to spell Portugal?
No. Guess not. Oopsies.
I think they mean New York. He is only a few months away from his 31st birthday. I'm sure he smells awesome. He is a bigger dog, too, which you love to see because usually
this can't
these
be right.
old.
Fake news.
What do you mean?
I know. I saw the story, too, but I just don't believe a big dog lives till 30. Big dogs, if you get till 11, is good. Good run.
Think about it with dog birthdays, too. Like, Jake, you do your dogs just like gotcha day, right? It's like the day that you got the dog. It's not necessarily when she was born. You don't really know when she was born.
Yeah, I don't know when she was born for sure. She was just January 28th.
And then
is when
Klein,
I got her.
You were telling me the other day that your sister's dog, they like give a different age every time she takes her dog to the doctor.
Well, they rescued the dog thinking they rescued a puppy, and then they found out at the first appointment the dog was actually 4, but then at the next appointment they're like, your dog's 9.
Right, so this is one of those situations where like they're probably like, yeah, it was born around this time, and they just kind of make up a date. Like, I just made up my cat's birthday.
Yeah, at that point.
I don't know.
Yeah, to call you out on it, but
how are they going to check those records? But apparently they can, because that's how they determine that it's a legitimate Guinness World Record holder. You
I think
know,
you cut the paw and you count the rings, and that's how you know how old the dog is.
The dog's
sure.
like, all right, it just breaks off.
We got to give you some tickets, and we'll do that in exactly 2 minutes. Get you on the standby boarding list, and you'll see Fall Out Boy right here in Southern California. That is happening in exactly 2 minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.